The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, it's National Dolphin Day.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Shout out to Vern Denherter.
Man.
Who are your favorite dolphins?
It's been like 40 years since I've heard that. I mean, Zonka.
Yeah.
Mercury Morris.
Yeah.
Larry Little.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, Bob Greasy. I'm not hating on Bob Greasy. You went to Vern Denherter. I mean, really?
Yeah, because it's an interesting name. I will tell you that the number one name for the Dolphins is always going to be Don Shula. Always going to be Don Shula.
Yes, it is.
That's
yes,
the number one name.
Nick Bonacani. So, I mean, there's so many famous Dolphins from that period.
Don Strock.
Really,
how about Don Strock?
How about Earl Moore?
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Niners consider quarterbacks. Two Cy Young winners give up no runs between them. And Wilson Contreras shushes Brewers fans. But we begin today with tonight's game, the Nets at the Sixers. They're tied for first in the East at 37-17, and this will be the tiebreaker for the playoffs. Ben Simmons just said, and I quote, "Brooklyn has a lot of talent, but at the end of the day, there's only one ball, and you have to play defense too," unquote. Wilbon, do Simmons and the Sixers need to back up those comments against the Nets tonight, or is he just saying what everyone is saying?
Yeah, everybody's saying it. We've been saying it from day one when these deals were made, Tony. And they don't need to back up any comments. They need to go and put their foot on Brooklyn's neck tonight. That's what the Sixers need to do. I don't believe in statement games for 99% of the NBA season. I don't believe there even are must games in the NBA regular season. But the Brooklyn Nets are walking out there tonight. And you know who's not walking through that door into the arena tonight? I mean, Kyrie apparently will, but no KD on rest, no Harden, no, you know, Aldridge. Tony, they need to go out there and crush them because they need to finish with the first seed so they don't have to get both the Nets and Milwaukee in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. They need to go out there and establish something with the Nets and beat them down. No Blake Griffin.
Yeah, I believe Blake Griffin is also not playing, Blake Griffin.
Right.
And Kyrie Irving, we never know. Like from day to day, we never know. It could be a personal day, whatever that is about. Okay. So let me deal with the question, because when I first heard the question, I thought to myself, that is exactly what we spent the first 2 months of the season saying. Number one, there's only one ball, and we didn't know then that Harden would be so good at distributing that ball. And number two, do they play any defense? I don't think Philadelphia is nearly as good a team as the Nets. And I think people that think the Nets aren't better than Philadelphia ought to get a new television set. Because when Nets have everybody out there, well, then you ought to get one. You ought to get two new television sets. Because when the Nets have everybody out there, they are a tremendous team.
When
that happens very, very rarely. Very rarely. But what the Sixers do have, and Simmons is right about this, a much better defense. I believe that they are third in the East in allowing the fewest amount of points.
Coming
and the Nets allow the second most amount
most.
Of points. So you do the math on that, and that is their chance. And, it's very possible, Mike. I mean, with what Simmons said, if nobody plays for the Nets, that's an act of gamesmanship where they're saying, we don't care about this game. We'll
right,
see
we'll
you
see
in the playoffs.
In June.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, July. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Tony. Listen. I know on paper they're better, but it's not played on paper. It's played on wood. And Philadelphia's got a team, and it's time for Embiid and Simmons. They're in their physical prime now, 25 almost and 27 years old. It's time to get going. So you want to get going? Go through the team in the East you have to go through and take them down. To me, tonight is the time for that statement. It is, for me. Let's move to the intrigue.
The Nets are 23-6. Since they last lost to Philadelphia. 23-6, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Time
and their players are not there all the time. They're not there.
No.
They're out a lot.
They're not there, like most of the time they're not there. Let's move to the intrigue surrounding which quarterback the 49ers will take with the third pick in the draft. Head coach Kyle Shanahan and GM John Lynch attended Mac Jones's pro day last month. Imagine that. Leading to speculation that he's their man. But they also attended Justin Fields' second pro day today and will also be on hand for Trey Lance's next week. Tone, do you think the Niners are really sold on Mac Jones at number three, or are they just messing with everybody, including you?
So I know how much you hate all talk about the NFL draft.
Most of
In contradistinction, yeah. as we like to say, yeah. you love all talk about the NBA draft, where to
no,
me a draft is a draft.
You just make that up.
Yeah. And draft speculation is the wildest thing that we have in all of sports, draft speculation.
That's what's
junk. If this is a serious question, my answer would be I have no idea because neither Kyle Shanahan nor John Lynch calls me. They don't tell me. What I think is this. I think that they traded up to get three knowing that number one was a quarterback, and they'd have to assume that number two would be a quarterback as well. So they have to have some idea of who they want. But if they wanted Mac Jones so much, if they were satisfied with Mac Jones, then they're only afraid of the Jets taking Mac Jones, and then maybe they like Zach Wilson a lot. But if they like Mac Jones so much, what are they doing at Justin Fields' pro day? And what are they doing at Trey Lance's pro day? Which leads me to believe the following thing to be true. If Justin Fields wows them, they'll pick him. If Trey Lance wows them, they'll pick him. Because they also know that Jimmy Garoppolo, if he's healthy, may be better than all of these guys. So you take it now.
No, you just talked in a great circle. It doesn't mean jack you know what for 45 to 50 seconds. So I'm sure you can keep going because that's all this is. Wherever you want to watch it, no matter how high the expertise of the people talking is about quarterback. Tony, here's why I don't care about the NFL draft. Here's why I don't care about it more than I don't obsess over the NBA draft either. Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Well, you,
but here's why I dismiss much of the NFL draft. Tell me again when Tom Brady was taken. Tell me.
I think in the last round.
Six. It was more rounds back then. Sixth round, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So if you can't tell that Tom Brady is worth taking higher than the sixth round, why the hell should I obsess weeks and even months, depending on what show you're watching on this network, months earlier about what Kyle Shanahan's going to do when it could all be subterfuge and they don't even know because they're still going to pro days?
That's
why
right.
should I care about that? If you can't pin down Tom Brady.
There's one thing that's interesting to me here. The case that they make for Mac Jones is that he's really, really a capable quarterback, sees the whole field and works out of the pocket. And they say Kyle Shanahan likes that. And they point to the fact that Kyle Shanahan was with Kirk Cousins in Washington. And I must be missing something here because Kirk Cousins has been to how many Super Bowls? He's been to no Super Bowls.
And so Kyle Shanahan could have gotten him. He's been available.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he didn't. He didn't want him. He didn't. He took the other guy.
No.
He took Garoppolo, who went to a Super Bowl.
More reason not
Let's
to
go
pay
to baseball.
Attention.
The reigning Cy Young winners were on the mound last night. Trevor Bauer pitched 7 shutout innings for the Dodgers, allowing only a swinging bunt single. Shane Bieber pitched 9 scoreless innings for the Indians and beat Lucas Giolito 2-0 in the 10th. Wilbon, which Cy had the more impressive outing, Bauer or Bieber?
Tony, being the old guys that we are, and I know I can speak for you to this degree, there's something magical about the phrase 9 scoreless. Because you don't hear it anymore. You hear it about, 5, 6 times a year? I mean, who leads the league in shutouts now, complete game shutouts? What is it, 3 by the time you get to late September? So 9 scoreless, I'll take either performance. You know, if he had to go 9, he probably would have been able to go 9, didn't need to, take him out to 7, save 13, 14, 15 pitches, save some wear and tear on the arm. I'm all for that. So I'm not going to gripe about the performance I don't take. But Tony, 9 scoreless, that's still good for me. How about you?
So that's the case that I would make for Bieber. Not only did he throw more scoreless innings and have more strikeouts, but he did it against a better team. The White Sox, I believe, are a better team than the Rockies. And so I would understand if you, particularly being a White Sox fan, when you're not a Cubs fan, if you lean towards Bieber. The reason I'm going to take Bauer is different. It's because there's a target on Bauer that has been placed there by Major League Baseball. It's possible that Bieber's baseballs are being collected by MLB. That's possible. But we know that MLB is collecting Bauer's. And we know, whether this is true or not, that the implication is that baseball thinks that Bauer is a cheat. And baseball has put a cloud of suspicion on Trevor Bauer. So when he goes out there, Mike, I think the pressure is greater. And that's why, even though both performances are terrific, I think I would lean to Bauer in this particular case.
Well, Tony, to me, it could help Bauer. I mean, when you're the one guy on a baseball field that can take his anger out on anybody and anything and everybody and take it out on people in New York and the league office is the pitcher. Whether it's through anger or guile.
That's a good point.
So I think it kind of motivates Bauer, and it may make it a little... Look, I take Bauer. Don't get me wrong now. I take Bauer anytime. I'm just saying, we had to answer the question about the performance last night. It's not the strikeouts. It's the psychology now of nine scoreless, because half the time you got to convince your manager, which really means your general manager, because the general manager's on the phone telling the manager what the hell to do. So you got to convince your manager and your GM, leave me alone. Let me go nine innings. I can do this.
0-0 after nine. 0-0 after nine. Again, either one you pick is fine. And it's very possible that Trevor Bauer is motivated that way. He might like the spotlight so much. And the drama so much that it makes him better. It's possible. Let's take a break. Coming up, was the Royals play that beat the Angels last night lucky or good?
And what's the word for how Wilson Contreras got retribution on those cheeseheads last night?
So if you have the third quarterback and you pick, and what if he's not as good as the fourth quarterback or the fifth quarterback? I think San Francisco's in a difficult situation in making the right choice. I do. Yeah,
Pardon
I do.
The Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Toyota.
In case you may have missed this news, I am an honorary doctor of humane letters. Letters make words, so prepare to be blown away by my vocabulary. What's first?
The play the Royals made to beat the Angels last night was blank.
I'm not going to give you one word. I'm going to give you three. Against all odds. Let me set this up for you. It is the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 3-2 Royals in the ninth. The Angels have a runner on third. The pitcher for the Royals throws a slider into the dirt. It bounces off the catcher and bounces wildly. That situation, a runner on third is looking to get home. But against all odds, the ball goes right up into the man zone of the guy standing at the plate for the Angels and drops harmlessly, except to him, right in front of the catcher, who fires it to third. The guy's leaning the wrong way because he thinks he's going to go home, and he is called out. 99 times out of 100, the ball caroms crazy. It goes into a dugout, and you've got a tie game. In this particular case, you got game over because it hit the guy in the cup. Go figure.
Well, that's what makes the word brassy. Both the man's own region being contacted by the baseball and the play the catcher makes to drop a dime on the third baseman to make that tag instead of the ball going into the outfield, therefore the game could have been tied. But, Tony, there wasn't enough pace or spin on that ball to go anywhere. The runner wasn't going to score anyway. He got caught leaning, but he wasn't dashing. Yep. That ball's not going to the dugout. It's not going far enough to let that runner score from third, but I'll still go with Brassy.
Well, where that ball landed was rough for that particular guy. Next!
Wilson Contreras flipping his bat and shushing the Brewers crowd during his home run last night was blank.
It's vengeful, okay? He had already gotten hit in this game. The Brewers have hit Contreras 7 times in the past 2 seasons. That's more than any player in baseball has been hit by the same team in the last 2 seasons. They have hit him 3 times in 5 games this year. Now, he says he doesn't think it's deliberate. He understands that to try to get him out, you pitch him up and in, and if he gets hit, he gets hit. But when he made contact with that ball, that made him tremendously happy. And what he did, he actually said, this is a direct quote, "It feels good to shut them up. They picked the wrong guy to throw at."
Yes.
And he was very deliberate about the bat flip and very staged and theatrical about his gestures as he went around. And now he took revenge.
Because it's hateful. Because the Cubs hate the Brewers. And the Brewers hate the Cubs. I hate the Brewers. This is not like a cheesehead football situation where I hate the Packers, but I love Aaron Rodgers. No. This is hateful. The Brewers have reached almost cardinal stature, Tony, in terms of being hated in Chicago. The Brewers are completely hateable. So, no, this Contreras is the right thing. And by the way, he's very professional. He says, "I don't think they did it intentionally. To get me out, they got to pitch me inside." Rizzo and Contreras. And I'm glad those guys still crowd the plate against the Brewers. The Cubs aren't any good right now. They got shut out today in that series. But if you don't do anything else, go after and hate the Brewers and the Cardinals. That's the deal.
That's it. The honorary doctor scrubbing out. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Jadeveon Clowney has a new team.
I've forgotten his old team. Should Nats fans, Tony, be concerned about last night's performance from Steven Strasburg? We're going to have a Nats fan on. Won't be 5 good minutes, but we'll have a Nats fan live.
Tremendously concerned. His velocity was gone.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 80th birthday, Pete Rose. Greatest baseball player who was not in the Hall of Fame and who was not accused of taking steroids. Rose violated a more sacred baseball rule than cheating. Rose bet on games. And that has gotten him banned from baseball to 4 different commissioners now and has kept him out of the Hall of Fame despite this resume. A 17-time All-Star, a 3-time world champion, a 3-time batting champion, the most games played and the most at-bats in history, and the big one, the all-time hit king with 4,256 hits. And how do we know this? Because Pete Rose has shirts that actually say on the collar, "Hit King." He has one of the great nicknames in sports history, Charlie Hustle, and it was never more evident than in his most celebrated play, crashing into Ray Fosse at home plate in the 1970 All-Star Game to give the National League the victory in the 12th.
Tony, it's like that Pete Rose we're watching on video, that's not the same person who's out there now with the Hit King. I saw him in Wrigley Field, and he had a couple of years ago, and it said Hit King. And it was like a cartoon of himself. Like, you know, it's like, that's not the guy I grew up whose rookie card I had and prized. That Pete Rose is not this dude. But I guess it is.
Happy anniversary, Tennessee Titans. On this day 5 years ago, the Titans traded the number one overall pick in the 2016 draft to the Los Angeles Rams for the 15th overall pick, 2 second-round picks, a third, and a first and a third-round pick the following year, which is what we call a haul. The Rams used the number one pick to take quarterback Jared Goff. Goff was good enough to lead the Rams to the Super Bowl 3 seasons ago, but not good enough to stay in L.A. This offseason, the Rams traded Goff to Detroit for Matthew Stafford. Some of the Titans' picks became wide receiver Corey Davis and tight end Jonnu Smith, but the critical pick was at number 45 in the second round. It was Derrick Henry who became the best running back in football. But as good as the Titans have been with Henry, they've never been to the Super Bowl with him.
But if I ask you right now, who's the better player, Goff or Henry, what are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you Henry, like anybody else who has eyes.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to tell you Henry.
What are you say,
nuts?
Henry.
Happy
Super
trails to the go-ahead goal for the Dallas Stars. Chris Drieger reached behind himself and used his stick to rescue what looked like a sure third-period goal by Dallas last night, a goal that would have given the Stars a 3-2 lead. Instead, the Panthers went to overtime and won the game. Florida coach Joel Quenneville called it, quote, a miraculous save. Now, before you label that the save of the year, consider it may not even be the save of the week. On Friday, Penguins goalie Casey DeSmith did this. How's that for acrobatics on skates? And are those saves better than this one from Minnesota's Cam Talbot a few weeks ago? Fabulous saves, they're like dunks on a highlight reel.
Tony, I'm going with DeSmith. I'm sorry. I mean, the puck dribbles behind and nearly goes in like once a week somewhere. But those, and they're all great saves, but I'm taking DeSmith, my number one.
All right, we have one omission to talk about. It's about Yadier Molina on the Cardinals. Today he became the first catcher to catch 2,000 games with only one team.
Went to the Hall
wow,
of Famer.
Absolutely a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
By now, most catchers are at first base or in the outfield or DHing somewhere. Let's go to the big finish. Jadeveon Clowney signed a one-year, $10 million deal with the Cleveland Browns. Is that significant?
Well, they didn't get J.J. Watt, so now they still got somebody to go on that line with Myles Garrett. I guess it's significant. Steven Strasburg, your boy got roughed up last night. Are you concerned?
That was a rough inning when he gave up a couple of home runs. His velocity was way down, and then afterwards he complained about a camera in the tunnel. I don't know. I don't know. Yes, concerned. Timberwolves rookie Anthony Edwards said of Alex Rodriguez buying those Timberwolves, quote, I don't know who that is. I don't know anything about baseball. Is that understandable?
A-Rod answered on Instagram today. Hi, Anthony, I'm Alex. It is understandable. Sadly, Tony, a lot of these kids, particularly who play basketball and are just solidly encased in that, they don't know anything about baseball. Baseball will have the Atlantic League experiment with moving the pitching rubber back a foot. Okay by you?
Yeah, bring that on. I want to see if it affects hitting and more balls go into play. Last one, your Suns and the Clippers both won last night. Which is the bigger deal?
The Suns, 65 points by the bench. Come on now. I told you they were going to win.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, your SportsCenter.
All right, it's Michael Kornheiser's birthday today, so wish him a happy birthday, Wilbon.
Happy birthday. Did your father get you a lamp?